Hey, what's up, everybody, man? This is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the L-Dog, man. Today is April 27, 2024, and man, I most definitely wanna. I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm getting the feedback right now. Let's see if how we can correct that issue. Okay. All right. Man, I want to thank God for allowing us to be able to share with you, the masses, this podcast on what we call the Flavor in Your Ear podcast. Man, I'm not using my mic. I didn't pull my mic out today. Actually, I forgot about it. Just thought about it. Man, so how we started off the podcast. Now, man, we got today's verse. Today's verse is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, man. That is the most one of the most popular verses in the Bible, man. That comes from Proverbs, 3:5. And today's message, God is saying to you today, trust me, I've stayed with you through every storm in your life. I've given you all that you need. I have and always will protect you, your family, and loved ones. Things may be different for you right now, but just trust in my timing. A change in your circumstance is coming. I love you. Trust me, and joy is on the way. All right, so that's that, man. I actually was supposed to have the daily verse strolling, but I didn't do that. But before we get into anything, man, and before I announce anything, man, let's hop into the intro. Oh, wow. My intro is actually freezing. That's not good. All right. Somehow or another, the intro even froze. Man, what is going on today? I was getting feedback. And now this is happening. Man, look, we're going to try this one more time. So, look, we're going to get this intro going. All right, let's go. Let's go. It's not going to do it today. So, I think I know what it is, and I'm going to, because now I'm kind of freezing up a little bit now, so this is kind of odd for today, but, man, look, we're going to skip the intro, we're going to get right to, man, you know who is with us, man. No other than the woman that works hard for the money. That's the song I actually was going to play. She works hard for the money. I'm going to start calling her Donna Summer. But y'all know her as D. Lenar. So, D. Lenar, what's happening? What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, man. Look, we're going to make this short and sweet because we know that, you know, like I just said, you work hard for the money. And as the lyrics go, you better treat her right. So we're going to hop right on into it. Man, I have a couple of Facebook friends that are celebrating birthdays today, man. Happy, happy, blessed birthday to my classmate, Tiffany. Miss Johnson, Miss Hardaway, and Miss Kennard celebrating a birthday today. Do you have anyone that's celebrating a birthday today? If not, then you know we can keep pushing.
Yes, today is the birthday of all birthdays. It is Ma Duke's birthday.
Okay.
I won't tell how many decades she's been here, but today is my mother's birthday, and also my brother-in-law's nephew, Edward. They both share a birthday. So, happy birthday, Ma. Soon as I get off this call, I will call her. Hopefully she is not in the streets with her imaginary car. And happy birthday, Edward.
Man. Happy, blessed birthday, man. The mom and everything, man. I tell you, man, appreciate moms, man, while they are here. And so whatnot, terrible. and man, just love on them, man, as much as you can, while you can, while they're here. So yeah, man. Look, man, happy, blessed birthday.
I'm a caller, and I'm be like, Ma, your package is on the way. You should have gave that to me when you was here the last time. She gonna have something to say.
Uh oh.
It wouldn't be my mom if she didn't, but yeah. Uh-oh. Today is the birthday.
Y'all know about that package.
Her annual trip is coming up, so I usually help her out with her trip. So
okay. Well, like I said, man, it's good. It's good to help moms out, man, whatnot, with little things, man. All right, man. Look, we're going to hop into, man, we only have one celebrity birthday today.
Oh, my mom. Oh, look at her. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who's a celebrity?
Well, she's a celebrity, too, because you a celebrity. All right.
Okay. Look at you. I caught it.
You a celebrity too, so but this other celebrity is a singer. She plays the flute. Her song
Lizzo?
Let me get finished, man.
Lizzo. Oh Lord. Let me get finished. So much.
Let me get finished. Her song Truth Hurts was a number one hit. Yes, it is, Lizzo, by the way. I like the part of that song when she said when she said something about the Minnesota Vikings. And she goes bum 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 bay. That's my favorite part of the song. Those are my two favorite parts of the song. I don't know why I like the part when she said Minnesota Vikings, because they ain't my doggone team. But I do like to mention that I do like the fact that she does mention the Minnesota Vikings. I think she's originally from Minnesota.
She is from she's originally from there.
So she
explains so much. She is a Taurus. So now it just all makes sense, you know. I'm a Sagittarius born by raised by a Taurus, so you could only imagine.
Yeah.
It should make more sense, my personality and the things that I will say.
Well, that's why we call you the outspoken one.
Okay.
Here on this podcast, so so if you see the title strolling down there, man, my heart goes out. My heart goes out to a Colorado public school employee is accused of assaulting a child with severe autism on a school bus after his parents noticed unexplained injuries. Y'all, I'm going to be honest. There's no room for that. There's no room for that anywhere. But when it comes to a child, you know, having, you know, autism and everything, it most definitely isn't a great look at all.
Yeah, if you don't have the training and the skill and the patience to deal with a child with a disability of that nature, then that's not You know, that's not the profession for you. I'm not quite sure what happened, but if hands needed to be, you know what I'm saying, used, then as the adult, you should have gotten somebody else that was more better equipped to handle the child.
Yeah, so I'm actually showing the video right now. That's the employee, if you could see, she actually nudged she struck the child multiple times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild right there. No child should have to endure that. Those are the bruises right there. That's terrible. That's uncalled for. Yeah. That's
wow.
Yeah, that's most.
So she was fired from her job and they're pressing charges?
Well, actually, right now, because this was like a week ago, they haven't said anything else pertaining to that. These just the comments and everything, and as you see, there's documentation and everything, and well, no, they said she was fired.
Okay.
Yeah, they just said she was fired. That's crazy. That's most definitely uncalled for, man. And they said that she was arrested on third degree assault and one count of injury. So, man,
she shouldn't have even been in the seat with the child. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if the child, I don't know what the behavioral issue the child may, display. You know, he may be a hitter. He may, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why she felt that she needed to be in the seat. But I probably would have sat in the seat across and given him space. Because, I mean, if you don't understand how their brain and how they process stuff, it's a very thin line to walk.
Yeah,
she went across the line.
There was a place that that I worked at. I'm not gonna disclose the place or anything like that, but there are incidents where that happens, and you most definitely have to protect yourself in a setting, but you don't just do what she did, you know, just do it just to do it.
Unless we're not seeing the full clip, an adult shouldn't be putting their hands on somebody else's child. And it looks like they were either transporting home or transporting to the school.
Yeah. That's not a good look at all.
Not at all.
All right. So over a year ago, this young man who I'm about to show, this young man was shot in the head after ringing the wrong doorbell, as it just stated about a year ago. Ralph, how you pronounce his name? Yari?
I think it's
Yari?
Yang.
Yeah.
Yang.
Yeah. Right now he's learning to cope after after he was inadvertently shot. He rang the wrong doorbell while trying to pick up his brothers. The Andrew Luster is the man that pulled the trigger. He told the police that he believed that someone was attempting to break into his house, and he grabbed his gun to protect himself. Now, Missouri has a stand your ground law, but a Missouri judge ordered that Lester needed to stand trial. He pleaded not guilty to charges of first degree assault, and armed criminal action. He was released on a $2,000 bond. This young man is having to deal with this for the rest of his life. And as you see him here, he's, you know, he's 16. Well, he's probably 17 now. But as you see, you know, he's talking and everything. Apparently he's getting support from his classmates and everything, talking about it, you know, right as you see him here, he's smiling and everything. And you know, he has made a near complete recovery, you know, from this. As I just stated, you know, this type of incident, this trauma, will live with him, you know, for the rest of his life. And it will never fully go away. As you, I don't know if you can see right here, Mr. Lester is free pending a trial that has endured repeated delays. And you know, there's nothing for him to do is, you know, just to keep pushing. D, what are your thoughts about this? And I wanted to go first because I know you're probably going to be lengthy, but not too lengthy about this.
No, I'm not gonna be lengthy. I'm thankful that the young man is still alive, but he this it just like you said, it was very traumatic. He will always have to, you know, have some type of therapy, either just therapy of constantly replaying what happened, and then his perpetrator is has not faced any type serious or lengthy punishment for shooting him randomly. You know, he had just got his driver's license, I believe, and he was helping out and was relying on GPS. And in some cities, you have to have the northeast or the southeast or the southwest, or to have you in the opposite side of town. And that's what happened to this young man. Relying on GPS, didn't put everything in, and trying to help his family, he ends up shot. And it's just hope and prayer is that one day our skin color will not petrify people, just our skin. We ain't got to say a word. We don't have to do anything. Our skin makes them shake in their boots. And I just pray that one day it will all stop.
Let me say this right quick too.
That level of evil to be that scared of somebody that ain't even did nothing to you is insane. It's wild.
right now, you don't even have to go to your front door and open your door up unless you want to. If you have a if you have a Ring camera right now, you get that alert saying that someone is at your front door. You can talk to them without answering your phone. Without answering your door.
I used to have one. I totally get it. I totally know how it works.
So, even if you felt like you were threatened, you could have, I mean, you know, or better yet, you could just easily, because, don't get me started. I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole because you didn't go down that rabbit hole.
I'm just saying, I pray one day that our skin color, that's a whole lot of evil to walk around with for this many years that somebody can't even knock at your door. That's a reflection of the person that did the shooting.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man, we're gonna move. Let me put this next topic up, man. I'm trying to do good with doing that. I really am.
Doing just fine. Take your time. Like they say in church.
So D, I want you to read that at the bottom, strolling at the bottom.
I bet I don't.
So, I bet you didn't know that Babyface.
Nope, I didn't know.
Wait a minute. You jumping the gun. I bet you didn't know that Babyface originally wrote Rock With You and Every Little Step I Take for this gentleman I'm about to show you. The one on the bottom. Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long Babyface been in the industry?
Man, ever since he was a baby.
He had to come. Wow, okay.
And had the face of the baby.
You know what? I'm not doing this with you.
I don't know. I don't know how
many. First name Charlie. Last name Wilson.
Yeah, you know, I mean, man, look, but you know what though, I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of songs that that Prince did, he wrote them, he actually wrote them for himself and then he gave them to other artists, which, to be honest, I'm glad that he did. Rest in peace, man, to one of my favorite artists of all time, man, Prince Rogers Nielsen, man, earlier this week. Man, played his music on Sunday. Going into Monday. Prince wrote a lot of songs. And I'm glad he did give them away. To be honest, I'm really glad that he did. Oh man, I did not turn the page on my celebrity birthdays. Gone but definitely not forgotten is civil rights leader, activist, and became an active role in the women's movement. Gone But Not Forgotten, Coretta Scott King, who celebrated a birthday, would have celebrated another blessed birthday today. Speaking of activists and civil rights, man, on this day in 1903, Maggie L. Walker, she was named president of Richmond's St. Luke Bank and Trust Company. She became the first black woman to head a bank.
Come on now.
Way back in 1903.
Wow, ice cold hadn't even been formed.
Man, shout out to you mentioned that. Man, shout out to you and Yo Sal Ross from Delta State University. The ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated, D. Lenar and her Sal Ross celebrated 30 years.
No.
Is it 30? No, 20.
24.
20, 20, 20.
Not that.
Oh,
stop aging us.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know where I got 30 from. 24. Man.
Thank you so very much.
How you feeling? How you feel about that?
I feel awesome. I feel awesome.
Okay.
I'm hoping that we can get together next year for 25. That's my hope. But I spent the day with my line sisters that live. The evening after we got off work, we hung out and I called my 24. Heard her voice. I haven't heard her voice in years. So we're doing some new things as line sisters these days. So
okay,
the day was a good day.
That's great. Now
thank you for the shout out.
Shout out to you mentioned. Ice Cold, the men of Alpha Phi Alpha yesterday, Delta State Campus, they celebrated their year, many years as well. Man, big ups to both.
I'm a cry. Sad. Suave House.
She went there, y'all. I didn't.
I mean, if you gonna shout them out now. Give them all of their praise.
So this next topic is something that D. Lenar has. She doesn't need a script to talk about.
Goodness.
She talks about this all the time, and this is why I'm gonna let her most definitely go first on this.
What's going on?
Yeah. I'm gonna show it, and then I know that you're going to go take it to the other level. So as you see right here, this is the stuff that D. Lenar talks about. She talked about this on the last podcast. She could talk about this all day long. That's the reason why I don't have to give her a script for this, because she already knows what to say. So because she's been preaching this sermon for many years now. This sermon has not fallen on deaf ears.
I hope not. I hope that now that you see somebody else put it in black and white, that you'll be like, okay, now I'll start listening to D. Lenar. Maybe she know what she's talking about.
So as you see right here, man, thousands of popular snacks face bans in multiple states due to cancerous ingredients. I have to find the other article that actually talked about that actually went in depth. But as you see, the Cheez-Its, M&M's, D, I'm gonna let you go in on. I'm gonna let you speak on this, and then I'm gonna find the other article, and then I'm gonna pull it up. So, the floor is yours right now.
Our government, the branch that's supposed to be inspecting and checking and making sure that things that are rolled out to the mass population, we can eat, needs to be disbanded and start all over. They have allowed so many chemicals into so many things. And if you pay attention to anything, Big Pharma runs everything. And if we as a people are sick, that means we're going to the doctor. That means that we are buying medicine. And as I've said before, it all starts in the gut. Whatever you put in is going to come out in some shape, form, or fashion. So these things have dyes, and there's a certain amount of chemicals and bones and all kinds of stuff that is approved and allowed by the FDA to go into what is being made as food. So my advice is, well, I think we had a young lady on a couple of years ago that was building gardens. We have got to go back to that some shape, form, or fashion. You don't have to have 20 and 30 acres of land to grow your own food. Start with one item that you like. We're coming into the springtime. Plant it. You know, take care of it, nurture it, watch it grow. Because we have to care about ourselves first. We can't depend on other people to care about us. Care about our health, care about our well-being, care about our mental health. They'll allow anything. And that article, that information is just more proof of what I've been saying. We can't be out here eating that and everything. Our bodies are not made for it. It goes into fight or flight. It's trying to fight it. It's trying to break it down. It's causing inflammation. It's creating cancer. It's heart problems and blah, I mean, all it starts with whatever you are putting in your mouth. So now that you see somebody else put it in an article, I'm hoping that we all, and it's addictive. These things, they cause parasites and little microorganisms in your stomach that send in messages. You need more. You need more. And creating mineral deficiencies and all different types of stuff. We really need nutrition and health and wellness class. It's beginning in kindergarten.
Yeah.
They rely on our ignorance. And nobody's... They say if you want to hide something from somebody, you put it in a book. You know how many articles I've read and books that I've read? And I come and I try to share the information.
I'm waiting for you to write that book.
And people be like, girl, shut up. You know, they may not, you know, type that out or say that. It's just the overall attitude. Like, I'll post something about making a juice. Taking one ingredient and creating a juice. And the next thing I know, I'll see a plate full of chitlins in my timeline. It's almost like it's delivery. Uh oh, D'Amica told us to eat a carrot. So let me go get the intestines of a pig and post it as my dinner for tonight. What?
You know, I haven't had chitlins in a long time.
And man, please don't try to find none today. My goodness.
Now, you know, I think probably that ship is probably sealed.
Oh my God. When that was all we had, I totally understand people surviving. But when you know better, when you can do better, just do. And like a lot of our, you know, our elders, they had gardens.
Yeah.
You know, meat was a Sunday thing. They wasn't sitting up just eating hamburgers and hot dogs and chitlins every day. It wasn't going down like that. This is some 1970, 1980, you know, stuff that's on the shelves today. Our parents and grandparents didn't have that stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't even invented. Listen now, not it didn't grow. It wasn't invented. So we need to get back to what the Lord told us to eat.
So if you can see the bottom right here, it says partially false information. The same information was checked by another post by independent fact checkers, CY. But
so they're saying that the article is fake?
Well, they're saying some partially false information was checked by another post. There may be some small differences. They said, no, the government isn't coming for your Oreos. I guess they're talking about, they're not really talking about the post itself. They're talking about maybe like the comments.
I'm sure they have no intentions of pulling them off the shelf, you know, in other countries.
Right.
They may still have Oreos, but there'll be two or three ingredients that we still got that they won't have. And it'll taste different.
Right.
I don't know if it was on Instagram or TikTok, and one lady was like, every time she comes to the U.S., she gets sick. She eat the same foods that she eat at home, she'll eat over here, get sick over here, go back home, and we'll heal up. She'll come over here, gain 10 pounds, go back home and lose it in a day or two.
And I'm going to tell you, and I'm finna share a post that what D. Lenard just said is facts. If America could just keep the same standards as Europeans and remove all the harmful ingredients in our food, that would be great.
Ba-da-ba. Gluten is killing us. Refined white sugar killing us. Vegetable oils, canola oils, healing us.
Somebody said Takis should be on there. And I agree. I most definitely agree.
Takis should be front in a dumpster to be burned. Takis would probably create like a Molotov cocktail if you did set fire to it. There have been articles where people have been rushed to the emergency room because Takis has destroyed the lining of their stomach.
So somebody said, why ban the products?
I'm about to go eat me an apple as soon as this podcast is over.
They said, why ban the products when they should be banning their ingredients? And that's facts. That's true. As we just stated. As the comment stated, as D just stated, that
but that's just the products. It. The people that are in charge of the ingredients have said that the percentage that's being put into the item it's okay. That's why I said they need to just scrap it and start all over again. The United States is all about the dollar. What in capitalism? What will sell? They not worried about, because if they sell that to you and you get sick, what you doing? You going to the doctor. What's going to happen when you go to the doctor? You either going to have to get some type of medicine or you going to have a surgery. What is all of that? Somebody getting paid. Somebody getting paid. Somebody getting paid.
So let's check this out. Okay. So, and again, to prove your point, I've heard a lot of people say things don't taste the same as they used to. The cereal don't taste the same as it used to. Gatorade, you know, they came out with all these different flavors. I'm going to tell you know what my weakness is with Gatorade? The orange flavor. I love the orange flavor. Oh, my gosh. But I know now, it contains food dyes.
And I bet if you went and looked at the ingredients.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. What it says, food dyes.
How many ingredients is it? I bet you it's more than five.
Yeah.
I bet you out of that more than five, there's at least five that you can't even pronounce.
Yeah. You're right.
The front, a health coach that I've taken a couple of classes under, the front of the package is for entertainment. The back of the package is for education. If you can't even pronounce it, you shouldn't be swallowing it.
Then there it
just
is.
Just a little something to think about the next time you're out.
Man, we can actually go down a rabbit hole with this, man.
We can.
But
man, I have another book I gotta read today. Now something.
so man, we got a couple things that we could obviously get to. But we're going to go to the fun portion of the show. You guys know I love this part right here, man. Have you listened to the lyrics?
Yo.
The lyrics.
Who you going to throw under the bus this week?
I'm going to start off with George Michael. Rest in peace, George Michael. Believe it or not, the last time I did the podcast, guess who I did? You'll never guess who I did.
Elton John.
I did Prince. I did Prince. I actually
put it. Which song?
It's probably the song that you probably hadn't heard of. He had a song called Sister back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Sister was kind of wild though. That song was kind of wild. But look, I mean,
so I just want to know: are we incriminate? Is he going to incriminate himself for SA?
Who, George Michael or Prince?
George Michael.
Well, let's look at the lyrics and let's find out.
Or being a ped. It's either SA or being a ped. Which one is?
Here's the song Father Figure by Prince. I mean, not Prince, George Michael. I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your preacher, teacher. Anything you have in mind, I will be your father figure. I have had enough of crime. I will be the one who loves you to the end of time.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
So that was Alex, I'll go with option two of ped.
That's all I wanted. Something special, someone sacred in your eyes, just for the moment, to be bold and naked at your side. Sometimes I think that you never understand me. Maybe this time is forever. Say it can be. Yeah. Oh, if you thought that song was interesting, check out the next one I have. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me go to... This one is funny. It's funny as all get out. Let me see. Come on, come on. I may just have to go ahead on and play it. It may be too far down the line. Shoot. Oh, I got a bonus one. I got a bonus one. You're not gonna believe the lyrics off of the bonus song that I have, but I'm trying to find. There it is. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share my screen, and then I'm a bag up, and then I'm gonna come. So this is Chuck Berry. Yeah, this is Chuck Berry.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, she's playing. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling,
she's playing. Ding-a-ling, beautiful, beautiful.
And then Mama took me to grammar school. But I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. When I was...
All right. That was...
I'm so mad that he had the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. Had the crowd eating at the palm of his hand.
So much stuff was being said, and nobody was.
Oh, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here's the second verse of the song. They said, my mama took me to Sunday school to try to teach me the golden rule. Every time the choir would sing, I'll sit there and play with
wow.
my.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would think that if he was singing Down in the Valley, Hank the Paint. Wow. Ah, that's interesting. Yeah. I'm going to need you not to find another one.
Oh, I have another one.
That was too much.
Oh, I have another one. You know what? I have another one, and I'm going to save it for next week, but I have another one for
the... Are you muted? Because I can't hear you.
Oh. I am? Hold on. Okay, what about now? Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
See, even your computer knows that that was a violation.
Okay, what about now? Can you hear me now? You still can't hear me?
Nope.
Okay, let me leave. Let me remove myself and then come back in. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I have another song for next week.
No.
I said next week. I said, next week.
Oh.
I have another song for next week for the genre of music that you do not like.
Oh, the blues, my stars. Ugh. I think I gotta go out of town next week.
Well, I have it nice and warm for you when you
get back. I know there's a graduation or something.
I have it nice and warm for you when you get back. How about that? All right.
Wow.
Man, shout out to Reggie Bush. Man, he is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in college football landscape. The decision came after... Okay, so here's the reason why that happened.
The NIL deals?
Yes. The decision came after Bush forfeited his Heisman Trophy in 2010 in the wake of a significant sanction for USC, which included Bush receiving improper benefits. And as D. Lenard just stated, now you're dealing with NIL. But here's the underlying. That's the, and before we got started, D. Lenard and I was talking about this. The only reason why he has gotten his Heisman Trophy back is because the head coach of USC is retired from coaching. That is the only reason why. Because they would have never thought about this. Never thought about it.
As long as he was coaching?
As long as he was coaching. Because
so it was a punishment for not only Reggie, but it was to punish the coach?
The coach had no
repercussions from it?
He had no repercussions from it because he left USC and immediately got a job with the Seattle Seahawks. Just like that. He ain't had to wait. He was a hot coaching commodity. But Reggie Bush, on the other hand, yes, Reggie Bush went pro and he did what he did. But he had an asterisk by his name as far as college football goes.
But didn't he lose that after he started messing with those people?
Well, I think that... It came out during that time. I don't think they had anything to do with it. I just feel like personally, it had a lot to do with it because of that. And then, oddly enough, because somebody got in the post. I'm not gonna say what they said. But it's just crazy that he got his Heisman after OJ died.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because OJ Simpson played where?
Has Reggie retired from the NFL?
Yes.
Because I don't follow him.
Yes.
Does he have a gold coat? Is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
Will this put him back in the contention to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay.
He didn't have the stats to be. Yeah, he didn't have groundbreaking numbers in the pros. I mean, he had his.
Well, I mean, if you had something like this looming over top of your head, that's very stressful, don't you?
Yeah.
That would kill anybody's
ability to
perform.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Where did he retire? What team was he on when he retired? New Orleans?
I want to say it was New Orleans. I'm not sure.
Maybe he should come back and play a game and get his number. Is his number retired?
No. He's actually an analyst right now for, I want to say, ESPN. or make no, he's not for Fox. I've seen him on Fox. Right now, yes, he is. He's an on-air college football analyst for Fox Sports. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was selected by the New Orleans Saints in 2006. He was an all-pro punt returner and won the Super Bowl. Because, you know, he beat Indianapolis that year. He has played for the Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, Detroit Lions, and he...
Okay, so he has moved around. Okay.
Yeah. He actually played for my 49ers in 2017.
Oh, that wasn't long ago.
Yeah.
When did he retire?
2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah, so that's I mean, that's that with that. I mean, I just feel like that he would have well, no, he played for the 49ers in 2015, and then he retired in 2017.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he was a first team All Pro in 2008. So like I said, I mean, he. It's about time, you know. I mean, I'm glad he got it. I'm glad he got it back, but it was due to a lot of factors. I still say to this day, because Pete Carroll is no longer coaching in the NFL, that plays a part in it. Or they just said, well, you know what? This guy,
we should have been giving our players enough money so that they could eat, and then nobody would have felt the need to slap them some money underneath the table.
That's facts.
Called boosters, and this never would have happened.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Since we've corrected this with the NIL, then we shouldn't be so hard on a young man that was just trying to take care of himself.
The one thing that I do not like about the NIL right now is that you're able to be like LeBron James.
You think it should be a cap? While you're in college, you can only make this.
No. It ain't got nothing to do with the money.
Oh, okay.
You swapping jerseys like LeBron.
Oh. That transfer portal, I never paid any attention to the transfer portal until Deion came into football. That portal be on these days.
Man, look after the spring game, I'm going to say off the cuff, the University of Miami lost 8 players due to the transfer portal. After the spring game. But for every 8 players that you losing, you can get those 8 more back. If you so choose to do so. You got to, you know, you can fill a void. So, but players are able to swap jerseys. Like, I think it's one guy, what is the guy's name? He was actually scheduled to play for the University of Miami. He left Miami, went to the University of Florida, went somewhere else, and now he's somewhere else. So this dude and swapped jerseys 4 times. And he ain't
even... That's like the young man this week. He was at Ohio. Then he transferred to, where did he go? Mississippi State. And now he done transferred to Colorado? Yeah. I'm like, I didn't know you could jump around like this.
That's what I'm. This is the problem. This is the other problem I have. Is that people don't want to wait. They don't want to wait at all.
This is a microwave society.
Yes.
Waiting. Who does that? Nobody waits.
Yeah, they don't want to wait. And I look at the 2001 Miami Hurricane squad had three running backs. You had Clint Portis, Willis McGahee, and Frank Gore. That by itself was scary. Because you had three guys, three change of pace running backs that could come in at any time and take it to the house. But nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants to wait. And you know what? As much as I cannot stand the University of Alabama, I will say this about the University of Alabama. They had three quarterbacks. One of them did transfer. But Alabama had three quarterbacks that waited their turn. When Jalen Hurts didn't work out or was playing poorly, and they inserted Tua. And then after that season, when Tua left, Mac Jones came right on in. So I will say that I've seen it done in the modern era of college football, because I watch college football.
Not every team ain't worth you waiting and being patient on. Alabama is one of them teams.
But
it's beneficial for you to wait.
But
you made a statement that, you know, nobody wants to be patient and wait. But I mean, if you playing for a team that's 1-10, come on now.
Yeah, I mean,
you got an opportunity to go play for at least somebody that won 7 games. Yeah.
But you know what though? But see, Alabama's like one out of the few, because it's the guy who was at Georgia, just won a national championship. This dude transfers to, did he go to LSU? I think he went to LSU. And I'm like, wow. Like, this school just won a national championship and you jumping ship? And you played.
But you never know what the scholarship situation looking like.
You know, you played. You wasn't sitting on the bench. You played.
But you never know what the scholarship and the academic situation is looking like.
Well, yeah. That's true too. But like I said, overall, man, big up to Reggie Bush, man, getting his Heisman back. Man, look, we went over an hour. D. Lenar, I most definitely thank you, as I always do, man, for your insight. Your wittiness and your willingness to do this after you work hard for the money. So I most definitely appreciate you. Most definitely, I'm gonna let you get on down so you can call mom and tell her happy blessed birthday. Any closing remarks you want to say before you get up out of here?
live, laugh, and love. Take care of yourself. The front is for entertainment. The back is for education. Let's start looking at what it is that we're putting in our bodies so that we can live, laugh, and love as long as we possibly can on this borrowed time that we have.
Okay. When you say the phrase with the front, you say the front is for what?
The front is for entertainment. The back is for education.
Okay. So she talking about food, y'all. She ain't talking about an individual.
I'm talking about labels on your food. I'm sorry if I was not clear.
Yeah. Cause some folks take that the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? They take it the wrong way. You know they said the back is for education. Now we talking about food here, y'all. We talking about food labels. We talking about stuff that you use the household products too as well.
Mm-hmm. We talk about that.
So we ain't talking about individuals now. Just want to get that
absolutely.
Clear. Get that clear.
Get out. Get you some sun. Put your feet in some green grass. Find you some joy, some happiness, some peace. Somehow, do that for yourself. Take some time for yourself. Lord knows I am talking to myself. I hope everyone has a great rest of their weekend and an even better upcoming work week. And that's it for me.
All right. The new logo for the Flavor in Your Ear podcast will be going out soon. D. Lenar, you will most definitely be receiving yours in the mail as soon as I get around to getting put on wax. I think back here not too long ago, you sent me your bitch emoji. I'm going to have to go and look for it. And if I can't find it, I'm going to let you know. And so I can put your bitch emoji on the back of your t-shirt. When it get cold again, we'll get the hoodie.
All black hoodie.
But you know what? It might be... It might be red or black. It might be either red or black. I don't know. I had to see
which one. I'll rock both of them colors.
I know. I had to see which one actually looked good on the hoodie. But
bah, 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 bah.
I'm most definitely gonna try to get yours squared away before the summer is out, so you can wear your t-shirt. So
thank you.
All right. Look, man, I don't have anything left to say, man. But look, man, most definitely appreciate all of you who are taking time to watch this live on Facebook and to go back and listen to the replay on Spotify. So I'm out, y'all. I'm finna drop out of here as soon as I say holla at you. Go call your mom and y'all be blessed, y'all.
Peace.